Here's an interesting statistic. The number of Chinese millionaires grew by a million in 2014. And a report out today from the Boston Consulting Group says a strong Chinese stock market helped. As Chinese wealth grows, so too does demand for travel. About a decade ago, fewer than 200,000 Chinese tourists visited the U.S. Last year, it was about 2 million. The rise of the Chinese middle class and new rules that make it easier for Chinese nationals to get a U.S. visa are behind that boom. And as Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reports, the Chinese spend a lot of money when they get here.
This ferry is cutting its way through the sea toward Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts.
For your safety and protection, life jackets are located in plainly marked boxes in various locations in the outside weather deck.
Cars and buses are parked in the vessel's steel belly. On the deck above, a group of Chinese tourists settle in among local commuters. He and Rong and Zhang Xi are from Nanjing, China. The married couple is recently retired, Mr. He from his chemical engineering job, Mrs. Zhang from a local middle school. To pay for this 70-day trek to the United States, they stashed away a little money, a little renminbi, every month for years.
According to her knowledge, there's a classic Chinese saying is like, save at home and spend at trip.
Mo Liang is translating. He's a tour guide for Sunshine Travel, a company that caters to Chinese tourists. He says the couple's itinerary is full. They've been to other major cities on the East Coast, and next they head west to start a road trip through California and Las Vegas. Back on land at the company's offices in Boston's Chinatown, Bowen Gao says Martha's Vineyard isn't even the main attraction.
For Boston, when they come here, there are two things they know about Boston. Number one is Harvard. Number two is lobster.
Chinese tourists flock to Harvard Yard to take pictures. They stock up on crimson hoodies at the bookstore. Gao says Chinese tourists are in love with luxury colleges and luxury shopping. A Coach handbag in the U.S. might cost $300. In China,
it could be bumped up to $600 or at least $500.
And they can afford to shop here. According to Brand USA, a travel marketing group backed by the U.S. government, Chinese incomes are growing at 20% a year. And when the Chinese come to America, each person spends, on average, at least $6,000 a trip.
It's exploding.
Evan Saunders is CEO of Attract China, which promotes American destinations to Chinese tourists. I asked him if the boom could be short-lived.
This demographic trend is not slowing down, is what we see. It's the largest population in the world spending more money than anyone else.
Couldn't it be a bubble, though? I mean, what if there's trouble in the Chinese economy when we hear about it slowing down? Could it all just vanish?
We saw that in a way with Japan in the 1980s. But from all of our research we've done with our on-the-ground team in Beijing, the Chinese are saving money for the specific purpose of traveling abroad. Will the economy slowing down impact that? Of course, they're not going to be saving as much money, but they are literally choosing not to shop in China and choosing to save those dollars to shop in America. And of course, which is one of the number one reasons why they're the number one overseas spender here, not just in America, but abroad as well.
That spending is a big reason why the U.S. government wants more Chinese to come here. In November, the Obama administration relaxed visa rules, allowing Chinese visitors to make multiple visits to the U.S. in a 10-year period. The Commerce Department says the change will draw more than 7 million Chinese visitors by 2021. The growth potential is changing the geography of tourism and the route maps of the global airline industry. Andrew Nocella is the chief marketing officer at American Airlines.
American's brand is not as well known in China just yet.
That's changing. Last month, American started nonstop service from Beijing to Dallas. In the past year, it launched new direct flights from Shanghai and Hong Kong to the U.S.
Our 777 to Hong Kong has a true first-class cabin, 8 suites on board. It has a gigantic business-class cabin, another 52 seats.
A fully reclinable seat in first class on that 16-and-a-half-hour flight will set you back about 10 grand or more. At least it comes with a soft cotton duvet and a full-size pillow. United Airlines expanded its agreement with Air China this month to share another 22 routes between the two countries. It's past noon now, and the ferry has landed on Martha's Vineyard. The tourists from Nanjing have spent a sparkling summer day visiting a lighthouse and an alpaca farm. Zhang Si, the retired teacher, is 55. She's never been to the United States before, but this is exactly how she pictured it.
I think it's very worthwhile because they just want to open their eyes, open their horizon to see the world a little bit. Because there's an idea that's very popular in China. Many people quit their jobs to see the world. The world is so big, I just want to take a look.
Another tourist helps with translation. She says Mrs. Zhang and her husband will spend $10,000 on this trip. Every penny well spent. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.